Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about pets. Do you have a multi-pet household and need to clear some clutter? Are you always looking for Fido's leash when it is time to take him for a walk? Would you like to know how much pet food you have so it never goes bad or you never run out of litter? Let's continue our month as we focus on springtime and renewal.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
It's spring, it's lovely outside, it smells like earth, there are flowers, all that yumminess of spring. And this means taking our pets outdoors, taking your dogs out, and in my case, our cat Antonio. It's a great time to talk about clearing clutter and organizing for your pets. And we now have Athena, so we are a 3-pet household, so it's important for me to be organized and have everything clutter-free for Joey, Antonio, and Athena. Leashes, toys, treats, bowls, meds, and more. Your pet stuff takes up space. How do you keep it neat and orderly? I still consider myself somewhat a new cat mommy because I had no clue. My husband and I have been married 4 years in the fall, and so really I've known Joey about 5 years now. And I still feel like I'm learning something new every day, and Antonio and Athena are teaching me, so always stuff to be learned. Here are some tips to clearing your pet's clutter. Remember, these are suggestions and you will need to figure out what works best for you based on your lifestyle, number of pets, and household. Food. We are a cat household, so they each have a feeding station for dry and wet food and water. We also have communal water bowls throughout the house. I talked to a couple dog owners, and apparently, with more than one dog, they like to investigate one another's bowls, and they maybe carry them around, and so bowls might end up outside or somewhere where they aren't supposed to be. Possibilities. A stationary feeding unit prevents dishes from disappearing or becoming chewed up. Store food and treats close by. Large plastic containers will keep food fresh and protected from curious paws. A bowl stand or a mat under the bowls can help keep the area neat and dry. We keep our dry food in the pantry. I'm also going to recommend that you use an airtight container to keep pet food in. Food will keep up to 6 to 9 months when stored in a cool, dry place. That way, you can save money when you buy larger sizes. Get a container that will hold the size you typically buy. You can get more than one if you have different diets. Keep all the containers near where you feed them. We keep in our pantry. I have a smaller one that I refill that is easier for me to tote around as I go around filling up dishes. There are also the options of automated feeders if you need for diet or convenience. They also have, and this would never fly in my household, but collars that the animal can wear, and it will only allow food to come out for them. So for instance, if you have a pet that is trying to lose weight, then they can't go over to the other pet's bowl and eat from it if they don't have this collar that triggers the food. Wet food. Stack cans in the pantry or on a Lazy Susan. Tony added a little 2-shelf unit where I keep our wet food in the pantry. Tip, always check expiration date. Just like in food, stores may try and sell you expired dog or cat food. Treats. Have an area for treats. I have a litter pan that I didn't use. It was too small, so that now holds all the treats. They get a variety, and it's in between the feeding stations when I say, okay, here are some Pouncies, and they come running because Pouncies are treats. Toys. Pet toys can get spread out all over the house and yard. To keep things neat, you can easily clean everything up a few times or once a week. We're a really pet-friendly household and are pretty relaxed about that. With 2 black cats, and Athena's a tabby, although she's got a lot of black in her, we're always gonna have black cat hair no matter how much we vacuum, so we have learned to accept that. For your toys, keep a basket or box near where you and your pet play together and pile the toys in there. Or you could keep by their bed or their crate. When it's playtime, you'll both know where they are. I use a car organizer that I got at Costco. Most of the toys are in there, and what I love about it is it's easy to tote around and carry upstairs. With Athena still in her own room, this makes it easier for me. The great outdoors. Have all accessories for your pet, from leashes, reflector jackets, collapsible bowls, and waste bag dispensers in one area. Keep one out at a time for each pet on a hook by the door, or if you have a mudroom or entryway. Keep travel gear, strollers, frisbees, collapsible water bowls, old towels, and a ready-to-grab bag or container, so if you're about to go to the park or go on a trip, you'll have everything ready. Additional collars and leashes can go into a drawer or cubbies nearby. They'll stay clean and easy to find. Now, with the car organizer that I got from Costco, it's got a lot of pockets on the outside, so that's where the extra harnesses are kept. I also suggest keeping grooming supplies here. You can have in a bag or a bucket. The one I just mentioned has multiple pockets, so we're able to put grooming in there as well. It's a little easier, I think, with a cat household because we aren't going on trips, so everything is able to keep in that one garage organizer. Here's a tip. Keep plastic bags tied around your leash so you'll never forget one. And as someone who has had dogs, owners let their dogs poop on my lawn and never pick it up, and I go hiking in Umstead, which is a park here in Raleigh, and I just see poop piled and people don't dispose of it. Please be kind and think of others and dispose of your pet poop properly.
Surrounded by clutter? Exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates? Longing for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Medicines. Whether your pet is taking antibiotics, monthly heartworm pills, or you need to remember where you left the flea and tick medications, you'll need to find a home for them. Clear a shelf in the bathroom or kitchen, wherever it makes sense for you to give your pet his medications. You'll always know where they go and if you need a refill. We keep ours in the kitchen. Mark your calendar with reminders to give any pet meds so you don't forget. I just integrated my website scheduler and started with Google Calendar. You can easily add repeats so you'll know when you need to do the meds. So for instance, Antonio needs to have flea and tick stuff every month, and so it's just on the calendar, so I get a reminder, okay, it's time for Antonio's flea and tick medication. Health records. You should be able to easily access this information in case of an emergency. Here's some possibilities. Put your pet's file with your own important papers. I have health files for each of the pets under a file called Pets. I know, really original. Make copies that you can take with you when traveling with your pet. Our vet is now online, so when we move, it'll be easy to transfer. I still keep all receipts with everything in their folder, so I have a record. On our fridge, we also have the vet contact and summary of pet information. We're fortunate to have no serious health issues. Have a list for your pet sitter. I have someone that stays overnight with the crew. I keep it simple and have it in a Word document that I can easily update. I have an emergency contact, the vet number, and here's another tip. We also set it up with the vet. If the cat sitter needs to bring them in to treat them, and we'll worry about payment later, so they know that she's legit and to treat our cats. Information you might also want to include for your pet sitter is where you'll be staying, food, play, grooming. Anything that Cassidy needs to know about Joey, Antonio, and Athena is going to be in that document. And if I have to update something, like adding Athena, it's really easy to do. Keep them safe. Have a card with you if you become ill that you have pets with their names and needs. Tell your alarm company about your pets. God forbid that you ever have a fire, the alarm company will know to tell the fire department how many pets there are and that they'll be able to be saved. Pet First Aid by American Red Cross is an app and reference tool that offers a comprehensive emergency care information, including CPR. The Animal Poison Control Center mobile app is from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Poison Control Center and offers a handy reference tool. It also lists potentially poisonous plants, And it also has a chocolate wheel, which makes it easy to tell which signs you can expect based on the quantity and type of chocolate your pet may have ingested. It's got lots of other good stuff on there. I'd encourage you to check it out. And finally, the ASPCA mobile app. In the event of a natural disaster, you'll be able to access critical advice on what to do with your pet before, during, and after a major storm, even if there's no data connectivity. It also offers some help for missing pets. Speaking of apps, Bring Fido is an app that helps users travel the world with their fur babies, from mapping out parks where dogs are welcome to booking pet-friendly hotels. Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-R, allows you to watch your pet being walked from start to finish. Pet Acoustics offers soothing music for pets, and we also purchased, there was a GoFundMe or whatever, those one of those fundraisers, and it's called Music for Cats, I believe, and the guy's a professional musician, and so we have it here on the computer, and when we're gone, we play it at a low volume, but it's really soothing music for the cats. I am a bit of a crazy cat mommy, and embrace it all. Pet Phone lets you track your dog's health with ease. You can keep track of vet appointments, medications, allergies, and food preferences for each of your pets, and the app can be synced with your calendar to get reminders. Your vet also might have an option. Take actions from today's podcast. Create a stationary feeding station for your pet. Store food nearby. Consider containers to easily fill bowls. Find a way to contain all your pet's toys. Keep near where you play or beside their crate or bed. Corral all their outside gear and create a pack and play box. Make a health record for your pets. See if there's an app that will help you with your pet's care, watching them, or organizing them. In our bonus episode next week, we're talking about perfectionism and how to clear that clutter from your life. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.